Yo, 3HL 104.5. What up, Nashville? Brent Doherty, Don Davenport.
What are you doing, Don?
I'm calm.
I thought this was going to be a Don is running on the red kind of day.
No. That has quickly changed to a... Okay, first of all, let me paint the picture for you. Hold, Brent Doherty, Don Davenport, Ron Slay!
Ron Slay!
I'm in the building.
Yo, he ain't happy. He's in the building, but he ain't happy. Let me just paint the picture for
you. He's got a golf club too, so be careful. Yeah, I don't know what's going on over there.
Yeah, he's working on his grip.
That's right.
For his golf game. This is a real thing.
That's right.
What in the actual world?
No. Maybe I haven't put enough attention to that little part of my game.
See?
I'm sure that carrying around a golf club, working on your grip all day works.
I'm telling you, I went back to the range, and all of a sudden, I was like hitting it. Like, wow.
Okay.
It's like Omar Epps in the program, walking around with a football.
Like, it wasn't going right, wasn't going left. I was just hitting it.
Okay, so let me paint the picture
for
you.
Tagging that thing.
Well, if you're on Zone, the 104.5, the Zone TV, you can see this entire picture. But it's me. To my left, and then we'll go clockwise. To my left, Brent Doherty.
I'm good, man. I just got my orange crush here, and my orange is getting crushed there.
Tennessee alum. Next to him, Will Bowling. Enough said. Next to him, Tennessee guy. Next to him, VFL, Ron Slay. Watching this baseball game in Omaha where, I will say, perhaps the home plate ump. Maybe blew a replay.
Well, it's
call.
Not just that. So 5-4.
Here we go. Go ahead.
5-4. Throw comes into home. Texas trying to score with two outs, and the throw's perfect. Throw beats him by like two steps. The catcher, for whatever reason, took as long as humanly possible to get the glove down.
Yeah, why didn't he make that tag faster?
So the leg gets through the five hole, and they call him safe. So that's 6-4. If he's out, it's 5-4, you're out of the inning, you move on. So they go to replay, and then we're like, oh, his foot actually touched the dirt before he got into home, and it knocked it up in the air, and he got tagged on the leg
bogus
before it touched home plate. You can see it in the replay. So they come back from review and go, safe. So there's a picture going all over the internet talking about how, it doesn't say anything. It's just a picture of the play, and then he's clearly out. And it would have been 5-4 out of the inning. Instead, Texas scores two more runs. They're up 7-4 now. And that's only part of why Ron Slay's upset. Yep. It's not even the big part of why Ron Slay's upset. He ordered some food from an establishment that we'll leave out of the conversation.
Because I tell him who it was. Because them my people.
It was a protein bowl with chicken that had like very little lettuce and the cheese was not melted.
Just two little bitty baby slices of cheese. Who eats that?
And he got it. This might give away the restaurant. He got an entire bag, like a gigantic bag of garden salsa chips, which are awesome.
Yep.
And we all tasted it and thought they were fine. Slade's like, no. Nope. There's no garden salsa on these chips.
Ain't no flavor on the chips. Like, when I get the bag of chips, I know what to do. And all chips lovers, they know when you get a bag of chips, you turn it upside down and shake it so all the flavor at the bottom gets on all the chips. Then you turn it back over, open it up, and all your flavor's right there. What was right there for me? Nothing.
Okay, but how is that the establishment's fault? Because
they own them chips.
But they didn't bag the chips.
Yes, they did. They sold them.
My gosh, Slay is on fire. I have never seen Slay.
So you know what Slay did? He threw all that away. He called Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I call my people. My people never let me down. Chick-fil-A, salute to y'all. Y'all never let me down. I asked for barbecue sauce. Y'all bring it back. Y'all about to bring me some food to the door. I appreciate y'all, Chick-fil-A.
Guess who's going to go get Slay's food?
My guy, William.
Bowling.
William Bowling.
That's right.
Oh, with one God. L.
He did buy me a Caramello, though.
Yeah, see, look, the day was going beautiful.
I love you, Slay, yeah.
Brent wanted a Fanta.
Yeah,
they didn't even have it, so I brought Brent two different drinks to choose from.
You got one, I got the other.
No, I'm not drinking sodas, Brent.
Oh. Yeah. So you did bring me two.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Crush and Sunkissed. I went with Crush.
So you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm coming here with my big garden salsa and my Subway, and I'm like, I mean, darn. Well, that is.
You want me to drop that? I still have a few seconds.
No, I don't.
You sure? I still got a couple seconds.
No. Nope, nope, nope. So come in there to eat my salad, open it up, and I wish y'all could see. That's what I should have did. That's my fault. I jumped the gun. I should have took a picture of it and showed y'all how that would look.
Slay was so mad, too. He's like the most giving person ever. But he threw the bag of chips away without asking, hey, does anybody want these?
Nobody should have to eat those.
I think you might have Corona.
No, I ain't got no Corona.
I think
I got bourbon from my people at Red Dog Wine and Spirits. Thanks.
You got all kinds of sponsored stuff over there.
We thought that the chips tasted fine.
The chips don't taste fine, Babs.
Yeah, all three of us thought that.
No, they don't. You taste them too, Will?
I made them try it too.
They don't taste fine. Honk, did they taste fine?
I don't know.
Oh, they're right there. I'll get them for you.
Are they on the top? I mean, this is George Costanza moment right now. Okay?
They're right on the top.
Okay. I guarantee they don't taste fine. They better not taste fine. I hope they'll. Where's Mike Keefe, the voice of the Titans, is walking around here? Red B and Mike Keefe, y'all get in here and taste them too. Because this is ridiculous, man. Listen, I pay good. I tip good. Hawk's trying the chips.
Don took them in there.
What you think?
These taste good.
No, that's BS.
They taste good, he said.
No, that's bull. That's bull.
Slay.
He's What's from funny, too, is
I'm gonna explain to you about defeat. You better watch yourself now.
That's part of my... I
got her on my side now. This world's messed up when she's on my side.
I'm not talking about the people from the plains.
Okay, yeah.
I'm talking about them other ones.
Okay. That's
what
I'm talking
about. Yeah. You got what, what is going to happen today, man?
All I'm saying is, and that's part of it, Babs. That's part of my problem that I have that I want to make an announcement to. I want to make an announcement about, but we can get to that in a little while.
Okay. Okay.
Well, I mean, I thought we were going to do that this segment, but
we could do it this segment.
Well, let me go ahead and preface. If you're not on Twitter, you didn't see Ron Slay's tweet. He said, big announcement on 3HL today. Tap in between 3 and 6 here. And he also said, I will be addressing what Chris Lowe said on our show yesterday.
Picked off a first.
Okay.
Go sit down. All right, go ahead.
Game's on in here if you can't tell. By the way, we do have the ability to dip in and out of Vol Network coverage, too, whenever it is, it's important.
Yeah, like right now. You want to see what they're talking about real quick, and then we'll go back to Dawn's story? This is
on
Vol Network
Walsh
coverage.
Pickoff. And it's framed, but missed a little bit away to Faltini.
Faltini?
1-0 count, now two away.
You're
in the bottom of the fifth.
It's a wonderful life.
We had a Harbor referee in Italy named Faltini.
That is Scott hit deep in the left field. That looks like that is drifting foul, and it is.
Oh, man. Vinny V. Like, is this Vince?
Turned on that one, but.
Is this Vince doing the game?
A little too much curl for him. A break for Tennessee.
Vinny V. Like, that dude just hit that a ton, and it was close to being a homer.
And that is a ways out.
Come on, Vince. Get some hype in your voice. Let's go.
All the way around.
I love you, Vince.
Pretty far left.
Tired.
What?
1-1 pitch. That is foul back.
He's a Democrat.
Even John Wilkerson.
Oh, that ball.
In the hands
that
out.
Ball's a Democrat?
It was left.
I got a good read. I knew it had no chance of making it here.
That's why you
All right, 7-4. Texas is up. So, yeah, we will go to Vol Network.
Did you hear him? He just literally answered exactly what you said on air. He said, I had a good read. Yep. I knew... Basically, how far foul it was. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. He heard you.
Hey, so in the building, Ron, in Omaha.
Not really in the building.
On the scoreboard, according to William Bowling, they say, hey, are we just going to call him William now from now on?
Yeah, I like it. Okay.
I kind of like it too. It's UT against TX.
That's real. That lets you know who the real UT
Texas.
Is.
It's written out Texas. Yeah, UT.
That lets you know.
So is it because Texas is shorter and they couldn't fit Tennessee, so they wrote UT for Tennessee?
It's
because
we're the real Tennessee, the real UT. The real UT.
Or is it because we bailed their ass out, and as Will said, they would be North Mexico right now?
Very true. You're welcome.
Unbelievable.
Remember the Alamo. Yeah,
this is an unbelievable experience, sitting here watching this game.
And watching us.
And what has happened and listening to these fools in here.
Well, Slay's pissed off for like five different reasons. I'm just pissed off because I don't understand how you can replay something and still get it wrong. On this stage. At this level. Okay, Don.
How can they deliver between 418 and 433?
Oh, my gosh. This is a disaster. Anyway, so the rest of Slay's tweet was... Hunk, come on. Was I'll be addressing what Chris Lowe said on our show yesterday that both Brent and Don missed.
We missed it.
It pertains to a coaching hire that you don't see coming. Okay, I've asked Lay. He has not told me what we missed, and I haven't had time to go back and listen to Chris Lowe on the podcast page, which you can go check out, by the way, 104.5 The Zone. But I say that about Chris Lowe all the time. I say you have to tune in when Chris Lowe joins us weekly, especially during college football season, because he just randomly, subtly kind of drops information.
He does, man.
That ends up like 2 weeks later, somebody's like, breaking news, here you go. And we're like, Chris Lowe told us that 2 weeks ago.
Well, it's like Mike Wilson.
Nobody makes a big deal about it because he just does it in conversation.
Well, it's like Mike Wilson had the story in the Knoxville News Sentinel about Tennessee's prepared to make Tony Vitello one of the highest paid coaches in the country, and they're going to, you know, do facilities and all this stuff. Well, Chris Lowe said it on our show a week before that story broke.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
just in conversation. He didn't write it, but he said it on our show.
Yeah. So what'd we miss, Slay? What'd we miss?
Or do we do it at 3:30 because we need to take a break?
We do it at 3:30.
Oh, my. Put the people off.
I can't believe y'all missed it. That's what.
I can't wait to hear this. We literally don't know what he's talking about.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
We all talked about it. We're like, no, save it for the air. Let's save it.
The Vitello contract. Yeah. That he will get somehow leans on this.
Okay. All right. That's
Jim
coming
Wyatt
up
next.
Yeah, that's coming up at 3:30. Jim Wyatt coming up next.
Jim
we'll talk
Wyatt
Titans
might
football.
Know. He
and
might know.
We'll randomly break into Vol Network coverage of Tennessee, Texas. Hopefully, from a Vol perspective, they can make this thing a little tight at the end. Brian on Twitter writes, hook 'em. Hit us at 3HL1045. HL 104.5 The Zone. Slays all up in the Zone TV feed. If you want up in there, Twitch, download the app, follow 104.5 The Zone.
Twitch, please.
Tennessee with two outs in the sixth inning, down 7-4, facing elimination. Terrible call earlier in the
game. Horrible.
My gosh.
Tennessee had a coach that was run, too. Volunteer assistant Ross Kivett said all kinds of colorful things. He was thrown out from the first base dugout by the third base umpire. That's how loud this guy was.
That's questionable. Why are you throwing somebody out across the entire field? And people said he threw his clipboard. He did not. He actually banged the railing and his clipboard flew over because of that. He didn't physically throw it.
Yeah, clipboard was on the field, though.
There was
an aggressive motion toward the clipboard.
Now, once they... once they got into conversation, there was no choice but to toss him.
It was every, word you can think of that we can't say right now.
Quite a few four-letter words, so. I bet there were probably
one five-letter word.
Yes. I bet that there it's not one that I think anybody should really use.
And so. It doesn't rhyme with witch. It was something else.
Right.
Got it.
Yep.
Wyatt?
Yep.
Was it Wyatt?
Wyatt, I was just
going
to say.
I think it was Wyatt.
I've let us.
I bet that Vanderbilt fans are probably a little depressed as well after her went on.
Jimmy
Wyatt.
Leiter was spectacular. 123 pitches, 15 strikeouts, and loses 1-0. That's a tough one.
Unreal.
Yeah, he got a score. Yeah, I mean, he couldn't have pitched any better. You know, he was pretty much unhittable, gave up one, had one bad pitch. They hit a homer. You should be able to overcome that, but that's, That's kind of been Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt scored a lot of runs this year, and certainly, I've kind of commented about the offense could be what keeps them from winning. Somebody else say, well, look how many runs they scored. But they have come up short in a lot of big games because of a lack of offense, and that got them last night. North Carolina State's good. I mean, I watched them against Arkansas. They beat the best team in the college baseball all season, Arkansas, so you knew that they were going to be tough to contend with, and Vanderbilt's going to stick around very long, and they have to do a lot better hit the baseball than they did last night.
So Vandy's got Stanford tomorrow, and then they've got to beat NC State twice. And you're right, NC State is a great story in this tournament, for those that don't know. In the Super Regional, they lost to Arkansas 23-2, and then won Game 2 and Game 3, and now are 2-0 in the College World Series for the first time in program history. So pretty good story there. But, It's a decision for Corbin. Do you go Johnny Holstaff, or do you go with a 17-year-old freshman? Do you go with another freshman? It'll be interesting to see what they do there.
Yeah, you got to stay alive. And in this time of year, I mean, when you get to there, you just got to get hot. And best team, you know, a lot of times the best team doesn't make it to Omaha. I mean, I think I saw a stat going in that the number one seed in the tournament's only won the thing one time. So, you know, the fact that Arkansas didn't get there, and then you got a team, you know, like NC State getting hot, you know, Virginia, you know, playing good ball at the right time. Just got to piece it together, get some momentum, and that can take you a long ways. That's what took Michigan to the final against Vandy a couple of years ago. So, you know, Vanderbilt still got a shot. They have to do a lot better, and certainly in a hole now.
TennesseeTitans.com, the website. Go there for your Titans information. Jim, what did you learn from mandatory minicamp last week?
Well, I mean, it's hard to glean a whole lot. You know, people ask about the defense all the time, and the reality is, you know, there was no Bud Dupree out there. There was no Caleb Farley. You know, we saw just a little bit of Jackrabbit Jenkins. You know, there were, you know, some guys that have not been taking part all offseason. I learned that Jackrabbit Jenkins is a feisty competitor, just seeing him 2 days of the mini camp. We didn't see him all, you know, throughout the offseason. OTA is one of these guys that worked on his own, but I was really impressed by what I saw from him. I'm looking forward to maybe seeing who's going to be back and who's going to be healthy when camp starts. You know, I think the receiver position, even though we hadn't seen A.J. Brown this offseason, receiver position, you know, a month ago looked like a potential weakness for this team, and now Julio Jones on board, A.J. Brown, Josh Reynolds, I mean, he catches the ball, he's got such soft hands, you don't even, you know, I kind of describe Julio, I mean, he kind of snatches it out of the air, and you can hear it, you know, from, you know, 50 yards away. I mean, Josh Reynolds got some of those soft hands where you can't even hear the ball hit his hand. So they've got good receivers. Racy McMath has been good all the way through the offseason, I think. You know, Desmond Patrick's gotten better. They've had some other guys that kind of step up. They're deep at receiver. You know, and still some things to sort through. I mean, and there's, you know, when camp starts, I mean, the biggest questions will be who's out there of these guys that have missed. It's, you know, what's going to happen at that right tackle spot, you know, maybe how this defense comes together under Shane Bowen, how quickly that happens, and then there you go. You get rolling.
You mentioned some of the rookie class, the younger guys, Jim. My 9-year-old stepson was out at a Titans camp today at Page High School, and every single one of them were out there to take pictures and sign autographs with the kids. And the word was that they were so grateful for all the kids to be out there, and they thanked the parents for bringing the kids. And it was just a huge success out there. Did you head out there, or and I don't necessarily remember in the past this being something that the entire rookie class kind of did together.
Yeah, no, I was at the rookie class yesterday. It was a reading event at the Bordeaux Library, which was pretty cool. And they've had some kind of camps around the league. I know they were CPA, I think, last week for some kind of a camp. I wasn't at the one today. Those rookies are making the rounds because when the mini camp ended, all the vets go home, but the rookies stick around here for a little bit longer. And they're kind of getting out there. I tell you what was cool. I mean, I touched on it, but it was a reading event where they're trying to encourage you know, young folks to read. But I thought it was really cool, and you kind of see the personality of some of these guys in the class. What was great to me, you know, as a reporter, is that, you know, we're doing this stuff in person now and interviewing guys, you know, without, you know, having the mask and the social distancing. There's still going to be some rules that are going to be in effect once the season starts. But I think it's neat that these guys can get out in the community, get out and meet, you know, fans and youngsters, stuff that we had to kind of put on hold last year. And it's kind of a little bit of a return to normalcy. I'm excited about that part of it, that people get to meet these guys, because Farley was meeting people. Elijah Molden is a personal group of rookies, a very personable group with some really good personalities of rookies. And now they're getting to see people in Nashville.
Agreed. They were all big hit with the kids. Jim Wyatt is with us, TitansOnline.com. What do you actually get to go on vacation during this time? I know it's kind of a weird year. Like, we in the past had been maybe Titans Caravans time and stuff like that. But what's kind of the next couple of, or I guess the next month for you, for the facility, for everything?
Well, this is, I will be going on some vacations. When I do go on vacations, I try to work ahead and keep stuff on the website even when I'm gone. This is really the last break, as you guys know, before really things get ramped up. Again, the veterans left. The rookies are still sticking around for another week or so. I think you'll start to see coaches, some other people try to get away here, maybe over the 4th of July weekend, and then you'll start seeing people come back, in the facility kind of getting ready to go. You know, a lot of guys sticking around town, to rehab injuries. You know, some of the guys that weren't able to take part in the offseason stuff are still going to be in Nashville trying to get geared up so they'll be ready when the time comes. But I will try to sneak away a little bit here and there here before camp starts, because those are vacation days. You use them or you lose them, and I've lost a lot. And history has proven that usually when I go on vacation, something big from a Titans standpoint usually happens. And I'm working on vacation, so hopefully that doesn't happen this year.
Oh, is everybody ready to roll come training camp time? We're waiting on Caleb Farley. Where are we with some of these injuries?
Yeah, I don't think everybody will be ready for the start of camp. I mean, Farley, still kind of getting himself back into a position to play. I think with, guys like Bud Dupree, not only I think he's probably – recovered and probably LaJuan. A lot of these guys have had ACLs, Sombrero, a lot of these guys have recovered from the injuries and kind of finished the rehab part of it. And now they're trying to strengthen, areas around the knee and getting themselves strong enough to be ready to go back out there and play. It's a pretty long list of guys who missed. AJ Brown, one of them too, but LaJuan, Dupree, Farley, Nick Westbrook, Akine, Sobrio, all those guys, missed throughout. I don't think it's going to be a 5-for-5 where everybody's there for day one of camp, but I do think before the training camp ends and before the season starts, I think you'll see all those guys back in the mix at some point.
Love it. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate you, man.
Okay, y'all have a good one. Thank you.
At Jay Wyatt Sports, TennesseeTitans.com. Tennessee trailing Texas 7-4, bottom of the 6th inning. Texas up to bat with one out. We'll keep you updated, and we'll pop into that game should it get closer. There's another base hit by the Longhorns. 615-737-1045. You want in, Brent Doherty, Don Davenport, and Ron Slay. A lot of people on the Zone TV feed are pissed off about the call in the 4th inning where a Texas runner was called safe. Clearly on replay, it shows that he was out. Would have been 5-4 Texas and out of the inning. Instead, they tack on 2 more runs. It is now 7-4. And the body language on the balls looks a lot like it did the other night.
Yeah, that ain't good.
And that's not good when you're talking about a swagger team.
Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm.
Gotta get out that rut.
How did Stella get her groove back? Maybe she could help Tennessee.
Stella got some good food.
LL Cool J.
Stella probably has some good food.
Oh, man. So you're fired up. Like, number one, you've got an announcement to make at some point.
Yep.
Number two, Chris Lowe hit you with something that Don and I missed.
So what you want, the announcement first, or you want the Chris Lowe?
Which, ooh, usually we don't miss things that Chris Lowe throws, especially at you.
Yeah, y'all missed it.
Although, you know what's weird? Chris sent me a picture. He was sitting at a stoplight in Nashville. He didn't tell me he was in Nashville. He just sent me a picture of a white church in the foreground and a brown church in the background. And I'm like, you're at the corner of Hillsborough Woodmont Boulevard. That's Woodmont Christian and Woodmont Baptist. Wow. I used to play basketball for Woodmont Baptist when I was a little kid.
That's impressive.
And he's like, Slay around here anywhere? I'm like, I don't know, but I grew up like 5 minutes from that intersection.
When was this? When did he say
today?
That's interesting.
Does that go into what you're talking about?
Could.
Will you just say it?
Nope.
Should we play what Chris said and maybe Don and I can catch it?
Then if you catch it, then I'll tell you.
Okay.
Or you can get my other announcement.
What do you want to do?
That's up to y'all.
Dude, I don't want to make you mad today because you're already a little on fire.
And the reason that is because I'm not a good guy when I'm hungry.
You're hangry.
Yeah, it's like when Dawn goes to Starbucks and she hadn't had her caffeine yet.
Yeah.
So, like, literally the maddest you'll ever see Dawn is when she's at Starbucks.
And it really pisses you off, though, when you order something and it's not to your liking. Like,
right.
And then I didn't have to put a tip on there, but I put a tip on there.
Mm. Well, because you're an all-around good guy.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't. Yeah, sometimes you don't have to be all-around good guy.
Deborah says, please say it, Ron. Say what? Deborah, say which one? Wait, which
the,
one?
The announcement first. How's
okay,
that?
The announcement first.
Can I just make a call?
Yeah, announcement. That's good.
Okay, announcement. Okay. If so, you don't care.
I
don't
care. Make a decision.
Okay.
So people go through things in their life where they always, they find out about who they are. And at this time, yesterday, well, a little later, I found.
Are we getting deep? Yeah, like, are we on the couch?
Yeah, this is definitely deep.
Okay.
This before or after we sampled something?
This was after.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, this is out.
There you go.
So I might have been a little on fire.
Okay.
But the thing is,
I was on fire after that shot.
When Vanderbilt lost.
My throat to my rectum.
Good Lord.
So Vanderbilt lost. And I realized something.
Well, another run for Texas.
This is going to hurt me too. But I figured out that I have a problem. My problem is misery loves company. I was watching the Vanderbilt game, and even though I wanted the state of Tennessee to do well, after UT lost,
you
found myself
Vanderbilt to lose.
I found myself wanting Vanderbilt, not necessarily cheering and saying, "Yeah, let's go beat Vanderbilt," but deep down inside, I wanted Vanderbilt to lose. Mm-hmm. And I took a self-check, and I said, self, what's wrong with you?
You literally said self.
And myself answered me.
What did your self say?
Misery loves company.
Oh.
And I have to stop that. That wasn't right by me. That wasn't right for me to
win. That wasn't right for you? Nope. So you want to support local teams?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
With all my heart and soul.
Even though it's Vanderbilt and you...
Yes, but when we make it to this
point,
Tennessee
blood.
Yeah, I think it's at some point you got to draw a line, and I tried to draw the line, and I thought I got over it, but then it reeled me back in, and I was happy after Vanderbilt lost, and that shouldn't have been, that should not have been. So I figured out with myself I need to get over being miserable and wanting company. That's the one announcement.
How are you feeling on that front right now as your Tennessee Vols are now down 8-4?
No, you're about to get tested.
Yeah.
So when Vanderbilt plays Stanford tomorrow after Tennessee gets eliminated.
This will be a test. And right
it'll
now
be a test.
I'm in a struggle because right now I'm feeling like we can fight back, but if we end up losing, I think I'm gonna be right there at the threshold of misery again. And I feel company would.
So you felt comfortable talking with Jim Wyatt because his team had lost, so you actually had a bond.
Yes.
There.
So you were good with that.
Yes, that was okay with me. Yeah. And I wanted to know, did he feel the way I felt?
No.
Did he want Tennessee to lose?
No, he wanted to.
That's not right. Not when we get to this point. So I'm going to work on that, people. I'm going to work on that.
You're going
to
work on it.
I'm going to work on that.
I felt bad for Leiter, man, because, dude, it was so much fun watching that guy pitch.
If you just look at his stats.
That was tough.
Man.
123 pitch. They rolled him back out there. He was at like 108, and they rolled him back out there. I'm like, there is no major league manager out there that would do this.
There's probably a bunch of major league managers that were cringing when he went out there because of what could be happening in the next couple weeks.
Scouts, his agent that I'm sure he doesn't have but has.
Family
friend. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Family friend. Yeah.
See, and then
cringing.
Salute to everybody on Facebook that's coming to my aid, man. Facebook, Zone TV that's coming to my aid. Chris just said, Slay, I'm the same way. See, we can all go to therapy together in this. Mm-hmm. We can all get over this together, people.
Deborah said, I just assumed you wanted Vanderbilt to lose.
Well, you know,
I think that's where a lot of people are. I think a lot of people are conflicted by your being conflicted.
My thing is,
he's trying to be a positive
yeah.
local sports talk show host to where he's all about the state of Tennessee and local and
that's
all
right,
that.
Babs.
But I will say this, Slay, I think that you have an out because you are
pun fully intended.
Yes, because you have the wild pitch with two outs out mm-hmm. because. You are a Tennessee alum. You played a sport at the University of Tennessee. Right. You are allowed to hate Vanderbilt.
This is true.
Can I just like Vanderbilt people are allowed to despise you and Tennessee.
No, they hate Tennessee, but they love Slay. We've all seen the messages. Slay,
yeah. But you like, gave me an opportunity.
See, that's the thing, though. I think that's the bond right there with our listeners. I think there are a lot of listeners that don't like the Vols, can't stand the Vols, and are conflicted because they love you.
That could be it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the similarity there, I think.
But see, Babs gave me an opportunity Friday for Trash Talk Friday. And what did I do, Babs? Not only did I trash talk for Tennessee.
You trash talked for Vanderbilt, too. But then you clearly didn't follow up on it.
It ended up as state of Tennessee versus all y'all.
Right.
Was what it ended up being.
That's what it was.
So let me ask you.
It's not working out too well.
No. If we get to March next year and we're about to roll into April and Memphis is like in the Elite Eight. Does this still count?
Are they on the opposite? Are they playing against us?
I mean, I'm just wondering about the whole state of Tennessee thing.
Well, but it was easy. Now, don't. Yeah, let's not tough. Give him that's all tough. This credit. Tennessee was on one side of the bracket. Vanderbilt was on the other.
That's easier.
So the only time they were meeting is if they both make it to the national.
Oh, and that would have been so great.
Well, that ain't happening.
You're saying it in past tense.
I mean, Let's keep it real.
Brent, you think it's over?
What, for who? For both teams? Yes.
Listen, if we
honestly,
go out today,
yes.
If we go out today, I'm going to tell y'all, Vandy, I hope it's over.
Okay, let me say this. This Tennessee team is not, was not, cannot handle this stage. And I can't believe I'm saying that. But absolutely, they are falling apart on the big stage. With all of that swagger that they had all season long, all throughout the postseason, where the hell is it?
Babs,
it's gone.
You're making me want to cry.
I'm just keeping it real, Slay.
If I'm in the couch and we're in a circle and I'm spilling my guts out, and that's what you're gonna do at the end of it, like.
But I'll hug you.
That hug's not gonna mean a lot, Babs. When you already
listen, Vanderbilt has a tough road, but I'm not falling apart on them yet. Tennessee, on the other hand, the reason why I think it's over is because of the like the body language.
Get out of here.
Oh, see, dude, that's what a pop-up.
That barely went 130 feet.
Get out of here.
That's what I'm talking about. Exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. This team cannot handle, for some reason, could not handle this stage, which is crazy because I never would have thought that.
Well, here's the thing about Tennessee baseball. They are going to face better opponents every time they play now in terms of roster. Like they and most of the year even. They've just been able to beat people because of the created swagger environment that Tony Vitello has there, and they have so much confidence in all of those things. So now they get on a stage. They haven't been there. They're not comfortable. Here we go. This is a process. Now, the biggest question is, do they keep Vitello? That's the biggest question as opposed to how well this team does in Omaha to me, because he's building something. Now, when they go back next year, because I believe that they will, then you're starting to build something. You're starting to build, you know, actual physical, mental confidence as opposed to just believing. You know what I mean? Like,
well, and you have players, you sometimes at least one player on a roster that has experienced it and been in Omaha. And it's you saw it with Vanderbilt. I mean, they didn't perform all that great in 2011 when they made their first ever appearance at the College World Series, and now they're a staple.
Funny thing, Chris Lowe alluded to something that could set off a chain of events that you guys missed.
We'll do that when we come back. Also, if you want to weigh in, what do you think about Slay's announcement? He was conflicted.
Yeah.
He thought he wanted Vanderbilt to win, but in the moment,
yeah, I did.
Misery loves company. 615-737-1045.
Haters going to hate.
Eight for Texas over Tennessee. What's the Vol Network talking about right now?
Animal, FM 99.1, AM 990, and those listening across the state of Tennessee and throughout the world on utsports.com and the UT Game Day app. We so appreciate your support of this Tennessee baseball program. Bounding ball to short. Charging is Spence. He'll set. Fire to first. There's the stretch by Luke Lipsius. And that'll be out number one here in the seventh.
All right, there you go. There's a little update.
Why do the umps take so long to call out at first?
Because umpires like the stage two.
Okay. Yeah, like, well, like, just out. He's sitting on his knees like he's still looking at it. Like,
well,
he's
let me ask
replay
you, if you were the first base umpire there, oh, yeah, he I pumped him out for sure. Well, how would you do it?
I put on the show.
Yeah.
I put on the show.
Of course.
Yeah, but that's because that's what they're waiting on. If I was either the first base ump or the ump, what's the home plate ump? He's just a home plate ump?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He really get to put on the show. You know how the catchers, when a person's like, stealing base, they get to throw the mask off.
Like Lindsey Nelson in the Naked Gun?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I'll be here. Yeah, exactly. I throw my mask off and then do a little dance and then say, ease out. Yeah, I love that. You like that once you will.
Yeah, we'll continue to check back in, especially if Tennessee makes it closer. Mm-hmm. Seventh inning, bottom of the seventh inning.
Come on, Vols, fight, man.
We were talking about it during the break. I mean, this is the number two team in the country they're playing.
True.
But they pulled the starting pitcher after the third inning. And then all hell broke loose in the fourth.
And it was 4-4 when they pulled him, right? Yeah, 4-4.
Mm-hmm. Texas scored three and now one more. So it's 8-4 and Vols looking at elimination. And then Slade's going to be conflicted when Vanderbilt plays tomorrow.
Yep. And depending how bad this loss is, it might not even be conflicted. I might just dive all the way back in into misery. Cup of misery.
Just rooting for Stanford.
24 hours from now, I want to check back in.
Yeah, it could be wild.
24 hours.
Slade's looking within himself. He wants to pull for Vanderbilt.
I am.
But he had a hard time in the 1-0 game.
See, Kim V on Twitter said the same thing. I did the very same thing. Misery loves company. It's not something that you want. It's something that kind of happens.
What did Chris Lowe say that Don and I missed that Slay was all over? Like, he texted us, did y'all hear that? We're like, no.
No.
Well, maybe. I don't know. This is what Chris Lowe said, and so y'all can try to figure it out, too.
Odds Tim Corbin is Vanderbilt's head coach.
I'd say about the same as Slay still being able to throw it off the backboard and dunk it.
I don't know.
We're talking
99.9. The way that I took that was, I think you can still throw it off the backboard and dunk it. So I just thought Tim Corbin staying at Vanderbilt, there's no question about it.
Talk to me, Babs.
I mean, I've seen you walk limp down the hall a little bit as you start to play basketball again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not completely sold that it's an easy throw it off the backboard and dunk.
So you would think that it's high possibility that Tim Corbin could be out of Vandy.
I mean, I still would say like 90%, but that there maybe is more. Is this what you're talking about?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. So I felt.
Hold on.
Okay.
Like back in your day, throwing it off the backboard and dunking, you did all the time? Or did you?
Yeah.
That's easy.
That's
did it all the time.
It's my thing.
You see that look you just gave you?
Like, what you talking about?
No, but I mean,
that's my. That's,
not saying could you me. Do it. I know that, but I'm saying
you did. Since you said could I do it, I just so happened to have went to the gym last night.
And you have video of doing it.
Yes, I do. So my announcement will be posted right now on Twitter.
Can you still do it?
But
go
regardless,
him at Ron
listen,
Slay.
To Ron's point, it doesn't matter if he can or can't do it. He thought that was a shot from Chris Lowe.
I did.
Meaning he thinks that Corbin's going to LSU.
And the thing is.
Is that what you thought?
Yeah. Because Chris does this.
Really?
Around the same time every year, Chris Lowe always throws this out there. And I always have to put a video out of me doing it.
Really?
And he ain't did it in two years.
So he's just checking you out.
That's what I'm thinking. Year. Now, it could have been something else. I'm
right.
just saying.
Here's the reality of the situation. Tim Corbin ain't going anywhere. Why would you? Yeah. You're 59 years old. You ride your four-wheeler to work. You own that program. You've raised all the money to make it an immaculate place over there.
Mm-hmm.
There's no you're the king. There's no reason to go start over at 59.
You live right there by West End, so yeah, you drive your Gator to work.
I've seen him. He loves that thing.
I him and Maggie driving to dinner sometimes.
Yeah.
I can,
William Bowling gets a mic.
I'm sitting in front of a microphone. If I can cut in here, it's the same reason why Rick Barnes was interested in UCLA. Mm. It's the blue blood chance to take one final challenge.
He already turned them down.
You've already built something. So now it's your last challenge to bring a blue blood, the blue blood in the SEC when it comes to baseball, back to prominence.
I just can't.
I think there's an appeal
buy
to that.
The blue
I'm not going to predict it to happen, but
I understand what you're
asking
saying.
What the motivation was. It's the exact same reason why Rick Barnes surprised a lot of Tennessee people.
Yeah, but what did he ultimately do?
Well, if Philip Fulmer doesn't do what he did in the 11th hour, he's probably at UCLA right now. I mean, let's just be honest.
I get what you're saying, but Corbs turned them down once before, and that's where Vanderbilt turned the corner.
If Slay can get up and dunk.
That's all I got there.
Can you put the video out?
I just put it out.
I get your point, Bowling, but I also it's also not an apples-to-apples comparison because when you say Tim Corbin has built the baseball program at Vanderbilt, it's like from ground up. Like, it's not... It's not what Rick has done basketball wise, right? Do you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There's a big difference there. So I get what you're saying, but I think there's a monster difference there.
Chris
By
Lowe,
the way,
terms
we
accepted.
Have.
How about that? Thanks for asking.
Did
that
you
question,
tweet
Babs.
The?
Yes, it is.
It has also been retweeted
been
by
tagged.
PHL.
So you can still do it. Are you sore?
No.
You are, you know what? You are walking with that golf club talking about, oh, I'm working on my grip, and maybe it's your cane.
Nah, working on my grip was really unexpected.
I'll be back in there again totally tonight at 8:40. I'll be in there again at 8:40 tonight.
He needs the support.
Listen, I was in Wisconsin over the weekend, and there was a guy walking by, and he looked like he needed a cane, and he did have a cane, but he had two of them. You know what they were? Cross-country skiing poles.
Yeah.
It's 75 degrees outside. He was just walking with them as canes.
Maybe he's working on his form.
This is
working on his grip.
So I mean, working on his grip. He's working on not falling down is what he's working on. But he had cross-country skiing poles, which is funny to me, coming from the land down under, so to speak, mm-hmm. The land down south. But it was 72 degrees in Madison, Wisconsin. I'm telling you, we saw like a million girls walk by in bikini tops and like shorts. They thought it was 100. Like 72 degrees in Wisconsin is like 100 degrees.
Yeah, because
it was crazy. Anyway, all right. So
can I read this tweet as we head to break?
Yes.
From Kim. Being that I'm married to an Auburn person, it's a twist of the knife when at Dawn Davenport TN says my Vols can't handle the big stage. I really want her to shut up right now. I don't want to hear a single word from non-Tennessee people for a while.
A lot of my Tennessee friends say the same thing about you.
Tell her to shut up.
All right. So where are y'all with Slay and the Vanderbilt game tomorrow? Do you think you should root for Vandy or just go all in and because his Vols are down 8-4 and facing elimination, just root for the same for Vandy? 615-737-1045.